Hello there. My name is Brandon, and welcome to this visualization session for Constant Weight by Fins. This visualization session will include three different components. We will start with a body scan, followed by a guided meditation. And we will then conclude with a visualization for Constant Weight by Fins, including the breathe up, the countdown, the dive itself, and surface protocol. As we begin, I want you to make sure that you're finding yourself in a very comfortable, cozy, relaxing, and warm place in this moment. You can either be laying down in bed, laying on a couch, or on the floor with a yoga mat. Perhaps you want to grab some blankets, take a sip of water before we begin. Just as long as wherever you are is comfortable, quiet, safe, and you won't be disturbed, and you're feeling completely relaxed. As you get nice and comfortable, I want you to start by taking a few deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth, breathing on your own time, inhaling and exhaling at a pace that feels good for you. Not breathing too quickly, not breathing too slowly, just taking some nice deep breaths. As you continue to breathe, I want you to bring your awareness now to the tips of your toes. And for each and every toe, I want you to take a moment to send some relaxation there. Soften the toe. So make sure you are releasing any tightness, any stiffness that you might be holding there. Once you've done that for one toe, you can move on to the next, and the next, and the next, until eventually all of your toes are completely soft, completely relaxed, completely still. You can then move up to the balls of your feet, to the arches of your feet, and to your heels, relaxing everything and softening everything. As you continue to scan up over your ankles now, I want you to notice that everywhere that you've already scanned is beginning to feel numb and a little tingly. Almost as if your consciousness is being moved out of those areas and is slowly being pulled towards your head. Feel this now as you scan your ankles. You begin to scan up into your calves, over your knees, and up into your thighs, releasing all tension, all tightness, allowing everything to be soft, relaxed, and still. Scanning over your waist and your glutes, your abs and your lower back, relaxing the diaphragm, relaxing the intercostals, the muscles around your ribs, moving up to the chest, your pecs, your upper back, and over your shoulders into your deltoids and down your arms. Scanning over the biceps and the triceps, over the elbows into the muscles and the forearms, over your wrists, into your hands, and finally scanning each and every finger, making sure that you're not holding any tension and they are all completely relaxed. Notice once again that everywhere that you have scanned so far is a little numb, a little tingly, as if all of the consciousness has been pulled out of your feet, your legs, your hands and your arms, has been moved up your core, and is now consolidated in your head. You can finish off by scanning your neck, bringing special awareness to the back of your head, where your neck muscles insert on your skull. You can scan up and over to your temples, relaxing all of the muscles around your eyes, your mouth, and in your face. And finally, you can relax your tongue, relax your jaw. Take a moment now to just sit there, just lay there, completely still, completely relaxed, everything completely soft, not holding a single ounce of tension anywhere in your body. All of the weight of your body is being completely supported by wherever it is that you're laying. You can just completely give in, completely surrender to the feelings that you're feeling now. I want you to pay attention now to that little ball of consciousness sitting inside of your head at this moment. Notice that your consciousness is separate from your body, and if you choose to in this moment, you can slowly move that little ball of consciousness out from your head and have it float above your body, just nice and gently observing yourself laying there on the bed, on the couch, on the floor, or in your chair. Take a minute to really observe yourself here. completely relaxed, completely safe, and nice and comfortable. You know that as we go off and have our little visualization session now, your body will continue to be safe, continue to be warm, and continue to be relaxed. When you're ready, you can slowly begin to move this ball of consciousness up through the ceiling, up through the roof, and up above your house now. Take some time to observe your surroundings. Observe all of the houses, all of the other buildings that you're so familiar with. Perhaps you see familiar cars, familiar people, familiar pets. As you look out, perhaps you can see some bigger cities, or perhaps you see some mountains or a lake. Whatever you see, I want you to notice that inside of you now, you feel an attraction, a pull in a specific direction. Whatever that direction is in this moment, you can slowly begin to move in that direction. Whatever the weather is in your mind's eye at the moment, you feel comfortable, you feel happy, and you know that at any point, if you don't like what you're seeing or what you're feeling, you can very easily just make a little change, turning rain to sunlight, clear skies to cloudy skies, or something else. It's completely up to you. As you make your way, following this attraction, this pull, notice that the neighborhood, the city, wherever you started, begins to slowly move away, and below you, you begin to see a beautiful forest building in front of you. As you fly further and further out, this forest gets more and more thick. You begin to see trees towering over the rest. You see beautiful flocks of birds flying in and out of the trees. And as you continue to fly, you begin to hear the sound of running water. As you fly along, you notice below you that there's a bit of an opening in the canopy. And that is where you're being pulled towards. You slowly begin to descend and make your way towards this opening, comfortable, happy, relaxed. As you eventually come to a landing in a beautiful green opening, you look around you and see beautiful patches of flowers. You see vines climbing up all of these various trees. And in front of you, you see a beautiful river, gently meandering, bubbling here and there, but nothing intense. Next to this river, you see your dive bag, with your wetsuit in it. You eagerly put your wetsuit on, very excited to get into this river and see where it leads you. As you slowly step in, you feel the gentle pull of the water, nice and warm, nice and calming. And as you lay back on your back, you feel yourself slowly get moved down the river, completely supported by the water, not having to hold any tension anywhere in your body. Gently float on top, giving yourself to the whims of this river, knowing that it has your best intentions in mind. Floating down this river now, you begin to look up at the sky, noticing that as you float, trees above you will come and go, reaching their long branches over the river, and then pulling them back again. As you continue to float, begin to be reminded of things in your life that are making you feel stuck. Or perhaps things in your life now that feel like you're working really hard for, but they aren't just really coming to fruition. Maybe you're having a problem at work. Perhaps you are in a relationship that just isn't panning out the way you wanted it to. Or maybe it's something else entirely. Notice that as you think about this situation, you see the river in front of you open up. There are a few different paths that the water is taking. You know that each one of these pathways is a path that you could take. There's a path. One way, you see the river branching off, and the water becomes choppy, becomes difficult, becomes almost dangerous. Another one seems to have water coming into this way. So actually, if you were to pick that route, you'd be swimming upstream. But then there's a route that carries on in front of you with the same level of relaxing, calm flow that you're experiencing now as you move towards it. Envision each one of these scenarios as different pathways, different openings in the river. Notice that the one that you most want to have happen is actually the one that is the easiest. One that follows the flow, relaxing and meandering water that you've been on this whole time. As you approach this fork in the river, all you have to do is just let yourself continue to float, and the path of the water will gently take you down that easier flowing route. And as you do, notice how good it feels to just let yourself take this path. knowing that you could have braved tumultuous waters, or you could have fought to get upstream. You're instead just letting yourself flow. And that's not to say that it's never worth it to take a more dangerous route or to go upstream. But it's important to remember that we have to pick our battles. We have to remember that we have a finite amount of energy to give. And after a while, we need to have some times where we just float down the river, go with the flow. It's up to you to pick when to fight, when to brave dangerous waters, and when to just flow. As you continue to float now down the river, notice how good you feel, just letting yourself flow, letting yourself be taken, letting yourself just enjoy what comes your way. As you continue floating, you come to a point in the river where the water seems to slow down and then eventually stop. You look around, notice in front of you there's a large dam. It looks like a tree has fallen down here and it's gotten blocked up with a bunch of debris that over time has floated down the river and created a blockage. And remind yourself of times when you felt blocked like this as well, when the path didn't really seem straightforward, it's felt blocked. It's almost felt impossible to break through. You're reminded very much of those times as you look at this large tree blocking your way in front of you. But just as you have in those other times, you figure out a way to relieve that blockage. And you set your intention now. You can very easily just think about moving this tree, moving the debris, releasing this flow of the river once more. As you visualize removing all of the branches, the leaves, the big trunks of trees out of the way, you begin to see the river slowly start flowing once more. And then, with the removal of one piece, the whole thing gives and the water begins flowing once more. You are gently picked up by the river once more. You begin to continue on your way, unimpeded, completely relaxed, completely enjoying the flow of this meandering, almost lazy river. As you look around, you begin to see subtle changes in the environment around you. What was once a thick, lush forest beginning to thin out. The banks of the river that were once made of dirt and rock and mud have now given way to be a bit more sandy. As you continue on down the river, you begin to hear the sound of waves rushing up along a beach and then retreating once again. Rushing up and going back once again. As you look up, you see in front of you that the river is very slowly coming to a mouth and is opening up into the ocean. The river slowly pulls you over to the side, and as you stand up and walk out of the water, you see sitting there your mask, your nose clip, fins, dive weights, and your dive computer. Off in the distance, just a little ways, you see a dive platform that has been set up. You see a few safeties in the water. You see a judge standing on that platform. They see you and they wave at you. You wave back. You see a bunch of your friends all swimming out to this dive platform as well. And you know that it's time for you to do your constant weight bifins dive. Everyone is there, gathered to watch you and to support you. Put the rest of your gear on. Do any final preparations that you normally do for a dive. And then, whenever you're ready, you can begin to walk out into the water and towards the platform, putting your fins on. It's a nice and easy swim out, maybe only 20 or 30 meters. As you swim out there, you think of all of the hard work that you've put into your constant weight bifins technique. You think of all the time you've spent doing breath sessions, time that you spent in the gym, the time you've spent perfecting your constant weight bifins technique. And you're excited for the opportunity now to show off everything that you've learned, everything that you worked so hard for, in front of all the people that you care about. Everyone there to support you, to show you love, and to celebrate your achievement with you. As you get to the platform, you're greeted by one of the safeties. Perhaps it's a friend of yours, or someone who's safetied you in the past. Whoever it is, they come up to you, they attach the official dive computer to your wrist, they wish you good luck, and they slowly back away, giving you space to get to the dive line, clip on your lanyard, and begin your breathe up. The judge looks down at you and smiles at you, letting you know that you have 5 minutes until your official top. You smile back, relaxing. Holding onto the line, letting yourself bob up and down in the water, doing a brief body scan, just scan away any extra tension that you might be holding. You start by scanning your toes and your feet. You scan up over your ankles, up into your calves, over your knees and into your thighs. You scan your waist and your glutes, your stomach, your abs, lower back, diaphragm, intercostals, upper chest, your pecs, your upper back. You scan over your shoulders, into your biceps and your triceps, down over your elbows, into your forearms, into your hands, and then your fingers. You scan your neck, you scan your face, you scan your jaw and your tongue. 4 minutes to official top. Completely still, completely relaxed. You're not holding any tension. You think about this dive that you're going to do now. How it's the culmination of all of the hard work that you've put in. Everything that you've learned, every mistake you've made, every triumph you've had. It's all going to come down to this one fantastic dive. And you can't wait. 3 minutes to official top. You begin to get ready. You fiddle with your nose clip. Make sure that your nose has no oils on it. Your nose clip isn't going to slip around. Double check the weight around your neck. You just relax. Feel yourself get moved around by the water slightly, shaking out and relaxing your arms and your legs, your neck. 2 minutes to official top. You put your nose clip on. It's nice and snug. Give a few little equalizations to make sure that your ears are working fine, and they are. One minute 30. You begin any final preparations, any mental programs that you do. Perhaps you always think about something. It's entirely up to you what you do and how you spend this time. One minute to official top. Seconds. Twenty seconds. 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Official top, plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You take your final breath. Nice big breath in. Do your duck dive and disappear below the surface. Give a few very strong kicks. Get yourself through the positive buoyancy. Very quickly do, reaching neutral buoyancy, where you slow your finning down a little bit. You feel nice, strong equalizations going through each and every time. As you reach negative buoyancy, you slow down your finning even more. Give one or two kicks. Do your nice strong arm pull, and then enter your free fall. Your free fall technique feels effortless. Your arms are at your sides, either holding on to the bottom of your wetsuit, perhaps tucked in to elastic bands around your thighs, or perhaps you're just holding them there. Continue your free fall. Nice straight position in your back. Neutral position with your head looking forward, not looking up or down. Your legs are together. You're using your fins to make slight, small adjustments to your position to keep yourself close to the line, but not too close. Every now and then you'll open your eyes, you'll see the line in front of you. See the light going from bright blue to a bit of a darker blue. You can feel the water moving across your face, across your hands. You can even hear the sound of the lanyard gently pulling and falling against the line. Not slowing you down, just letting you know that it's there. As you continue your dive, you hear your various dive alarms going off, letting you know where you are in your dive. But you barely hear them. You're just in the moment, completely enjoying the free fall, completely enjoying the feeling of flying. You hear your final dive alarm go off. You open your eyes, gently reach out with one hand and let your fingers glide along the line in front of you, feeling the braid. You feel the line go from the normal line to the candy cane at the bottom. And as your hand touches the bottom stopper, you reach out with your other one, grab a tag off the bottom plate, give a nice strong pull, shove the tag into your hood, and begin finning. Move your arms from down your sides to a streamlined position above your head, sandwiching your head between your two arms. Nice and relaxed, but firm as well. You begin kicking gently at first, and then begin picking up strength, adding more power to the kicks. You notice yourself, the really nice technique. Your power is being generated from your hips. There's a slight bend in your knee. Your toes are nice and pointed. You're generating all of that power. It's all being put directly into kicking you straight up. You feel the water moving across your face. You definitely hear the sound of the lanyard now. You're moving really nice and fast. Still very relaxed, feeling very comfortable. Kicking, you slowly begin to feel a contraction building in your diaphragm. You're very familiar with this feeling, knowing that contraction is impending, but doesn't bother you. You know that contractions were always inevitable and was just going to be the next part of the breath hold, the next part of the dive. You also know that in this time, you have the best control over your contractions and that feeling. So you gently remind yourself, that you can turn down the dial and the intensity and just enjoy the kicking and the dive for a little bit longer before your first contraction comes on. As it does, you just let it flow through, then you relax. The next one comes on, you let it go through, and then you relax again. Contractions are nothing to be worried about. You just let them roll. You open your eyes. You see in front of you your first safety. They're smiling at you, and you smile right back at them. They see you having a fantastic dive. Your second safety drops down now, fins along with the first. Close your eyes once again and just continue with your dive, feeling relaxed, knowing that you're in the top one third of your dive now. Continue kicking, feeling a bit of lactic acid building up in your legs. But again, this is something that you've trained for, something that you've dealt with before, and it doesn't even remotely bother you. Feel yourself becoming neutrally buoyant, and you open your eyes. You continue finning, but you slow it down a little bit. As you become positively buoyant, you stop kicking altogether. You bring one hand down, let the other glide along the line. And as you breach the surface, you grab up nice and high on that line. You take strong recovery breaths. You turn towards the judge, remove all your facial equipment, give the okay sign, and say, "I'm okay." You see everyone around you smiling. Safeties are all there with their hands out of the water, smiling at you. Judge is looking at you, trying to keep a straight face, but excited for you as well. You see friends and family all ready to leap into action as the judge gives their decision. They reach down to the cards around their neck, grab the white card, and show it to you. Everyone around you cheers and celebrates. They clap, they splash. Everyone comes up and gives you hugs, kisses. And generally just shows all of their support for you, all of their excitement for you, and you celebrate with them, knowing that you've had a fantastic dive, and showing your gratitude for them being there, not only at this dive, but during all of your training as well. Notice now where this feeling sits inside of you. Perhaps it sits somewhere over your diaphragm, over your chest, maybe somewhere in your heart. Wherever it might be, I want you to reach out to it with your hands and gather this feeling up into a little ball. Hold it in your hands, and as you do, notice the warmth, notice the confidence. Notice the happiness and notice the excitement that comes with this feeling. As you're holding it, notice that it takes a different shape, a physical form. This form could be a piece of jewelry, could be some kind of trinket or figurine, could be even be a book if you want it to be. It's completely up to you. But as it turns into this physical form, you're now able to turn it over in your hands, feeling all of its surfaces and all of its edges. Notice now that you're no longer in the water. You are in a small room, This room can be decorated however you'd like, perhaps with bookshelves lining the walls, beautiful carpets, or marble floors, even. You can have a desk, beautiful furniture. Perhaps you have massive floor-to-ceiling windows, or the walls are covered in paintings instead. Whatever you decide, find yourself in this room now. You know that this is your room. And you know that at any point, you can come back to this room. This room is a place for safekeeping of memories, of feelings, of ideas. For now, I want you to find a place to put this item. Perhaps you'll put it on a bookshelf. Maybe you'll display it prominently on the desk. Or you can put it somewhere else. It's completely up to you. You can remind yourself that coming back to this room, picking up this object, will allow you to easily feel the confidence, the happiness, the excitement, and the joy of competing, of diving, in a performing constant way by fins. At this time now, you can slowly gather yourself back up into a ball of consciousness. You can fly through the door, perhaps through a window, and find yourself back outside again among the forest. Pulled and drawn back towards your body once again. You easily allow yourself to fly, to flow in that direction. You begin to see the thick forest slowly become a bit more sparse. You see houses here and there. You begin to see roads once again. And eventually, you recognize your neighborhood once again. You identify your house. You easily fly to it. You fly back through the roof, back through the ceiling. You see your body laying once more right where you left it, completely undisturbed, completely relaxed, completely safe, completely warm. When you're ready, you can slowly move your consciousness back inside your body once more. As you do, you feel it spread out from the top of your head down to the tip of your fingers and your toes. Whenever you're ready, you can slowly begin to wiggle your fingers and toes, slowly moving the blood back to those areas. You can then start to roll your wrists, your ankles. You can bend your elbows and your knees. And then, whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes and continue your day.